Billy Joe Shaver has lived through some hard times, but nothing compares to the past 3 years.
My mother passed away, and then my wife, and then my son.
Well, plus you had a heart attack and bypass.
Yeah, I had a heart attack. That was nothing. It was, too. I had a heart attack at the oldest honky-tonk in Texas. I figured, well, hey, this is a great place to die. It didn't work out.
That story sounds like a country music song. And Shaver would know. He's one of the country's most respected songwriters.
There ain't much that's left to tell, 'cause boy, I really went to hell. It seemed like everything went wrong since I left my hometown.
Billy Joe Shaver grew up in Corsicana, Texas, and moved to Nashville in the late 1960s. While his own records haven't exactly topped the charts, Shaver has had an undeniable influence on country music. He wrote most of the cuts on Waylon Jennings' 1973 breakthrough album Honky Tonk Heroes, and his gutsy, often hard-nosed songs have been covered by Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, Bob Dylan, and Patti Loveless. Shaver's lived the life he writes about, including alcoholism and drug addiction, but he's always rebounded with his music. He's released a new album at the age of 63, Freedom's Child. It follows the deaths of his mother, his wife, and his son, and was inspired by his recovery from that massive heart attack.
Well, I grew another artery. When the doctor in Austin went in there to operate on me, he cleaned them all out, and I'm running on 5 arteries now instead of 4. So I feel much better than I ever have, really.
Well, you would have every excuse to come back from this with your first CD release, with, you know, just a real down record, and you didn't do that.
I'd wanted to die up to that point because everything just broke my heart. Growing that artery, I realized I was supposed to live. The doctors called it a godsend because it doesn't happen very often, and I thought, well, you know, it's a pretty good sign.
At the breaking of the dawn, day is born again. Just another missing link in an endless chain.
Got a couple of patriotic numbers on here. That inspired by September 11th?
Well, good old USA is about an 89 model. And Freedom's Child was written like in the 60s. And they just seemed to fit this day and time, the futility of war, and then also the heroes that go and enlist and they volunteer, and they know in the back of their mind that they could wind up in an unknown soldier's grave.
With his colors flying high and his gun in hand, volunteered to fight and die in a fall. Just another minor chord in a worn-out song. Freedom's Child is marching there, singing freedom's song.
You do have some nostalgic songs on here, recalling Corsicana and
other
periods in your life.
That's the reason I guess I'm a good songwriter, is because it's a hobby with me, and it's also the cheapest psychiatrist is. But I'm able to recall things, and so I never run out. I've always been able to write.
He was 21 years the day they were married. She was a young girl, just turned 17. Her belly was swelled with the child that she carried, the unwelcome start of a God-given dream.
You haven't had too much trouble with words, given all the number of songs you've written.
No, I had an English teacher, Mrs. Mabel Legg. She encouraged me. She had a homeroom thing, and she said, hey, everybody's got to write poems and stuff. And so I just scribbled out a few, because I'd been writing all my life since I was about 5, I guess, and she just flipped out over a couple of them, and she said, you know, you just got this. Remember, whatever you do in life, you can always fall back on this. That's what happened. I beat myself up, went through a bunch of them 5-knot knots, you know, when you get so drunk you don't know what are them knots doing on my head. Got my fingers cut off here and everything. And
lost fingers in a sawmill.
Well, actually, I've got only a good finger I got on this right hand is my thumb. I guess the good Lord seemed fit to leave me something to travel with.
Speaking of drinking, you got a son?
I don't do that no more. I drink water. The old boy made that stuff, knew what he was doing, didn't he?
You got a song here called Drinking Back.
Hello, barroom, my old friend. Yes, me, I'm drunk again. Like I've been ever since she went away.
That's a song that I wrote one of the times that I was separated from my wife. I'd married her three times. So.
She was, of course, your childhood sweetheart.
Yes, she was. We pretty much raised each other, I guess.
Well, can you, I mean, you don't have to go into detail here, but
no, sure.
Very few people marry the same woman three times.
Yeah, that's true. Very few women marry the same man three times, too.
Yes.
I mean, that kind of made her the dumbass.
A little girl I drank away, got hung up in yesterday. I didn't know time could move by this fast.
Chris Christopherson said of you, if life was a television show, Billy Joe Shaver would come on at 4 a.m. He must have been out with you at 4 a.m. sometime.
Well, actually, my timing's what it was. I just never seemed to come along at the right time, as far as popularity is concerned, to be lucky like the rest of them. But then again, like I say, I used to do a little drinking and stuff, and I stepped on quite a few toes, so I think a lot of them died, so that's why I'm doing so well now.
Singer-songwriter Billy Joe Shaver. Some songs from his new CD, Freedom's Child, are at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.
I've already drank back about a year.